Hi, my name is Kent Weir. I'm an Azure MVP, and today I'm here to talk to you about protecting Logic apps using API management. So the first question we may have is why? Why would we want to do this? Why would we want to introduce API management in front of Azure Logic apps? Here are some of the core benefits of protecting Logic apps with API management. We want to provide a level of abstraction between the client and the server, which allows us to make changes on the back end without actually impacting our client. We have the ability to add an additional layer of security, which could include whitelisting or blacklisting IP addresses. We also have the ability to plug in additional identity providers, such as OAuth. We also have the ability to protect downstream systems by using caching for common requests. So an example of this could be your ERP system where you have some master data that you want exposed through an API. Now, you may not want to impact the downstream system for every one of these requests, especially for common requests. In this case, we can actually use caching and actually improve the performance of our API while reducing the burden on the downstream systems. Next, we have the ability to introduce more agility into our solution. So if we ever need to switch an HTTP verb, such as a POST to a GET, we're able to abstract that away from our calling client and actually do that in the API management layer. We can do simple data transformations, such as the ability to transform JSON to XML or vice versa from XML to JSON. We can provide a unique developer engagement experience, which allows developers to kick the tire on our APIs before they actually get involved and actually start building out their solution. This reduces the time to first successful call dramatically, and in turn, reduces frustration for developers who are trying to learn how to use our API. Next, we can provide a management experience where we can manage all of our APIs within a single solution, within a single pane of glass, which gives us the ability to provide monitoring information in terms of who's calling our API, how fast it's performing, and additional insights through telemetry and dashboards. So here's a visual representation of how API management fits into this picture. Now what we'll see is on the bottom, we have a series of different APIs. Now these could be APIs that you've built and run on Azure, such as a Logic app. They could be out of the box or provided or Azure APIs provided by Microsoft, such as in the event of, say, an Event Hub. We can connect to our on-premise APIs in addition to any other third-party APIs. And API management will sit on top of all of these APIs, providing a unique set of services that then API consumers can call and consume. So here's a solution overview that we're going to walk through today. On the right-hand side, we've got ServiceNow. So ServiceNow is a SaaS-based application that provides IT service management functions like incident management, problem management, and change management. ServiceNow does expose RESTful APIs, but they're very granular in nature. So what we want to do is we actually want to simplify the experience for our client, and we're going to do that through API management and Logic apps. So what we do have is an API app, an Azure API app, that's going to wrap all of the RESTful calls, decorate it with Swagger. Once we have done that, we can then plug them easily into a Logic app. Now, our end goal is to create an incident. However, there's some prerequisite data that we need to actually provide before we can do so. So this includes getting the reference ID for the user that wants to log the ticket, getting the reference ID for the assignment group, so the group that we want to assign the ticket to. And once we have that information, we can then go ahead and create the incident, and we'll send an email out once we're done successfully creating that incident. So the problem is we don't want to pass on all of this complexity down to our client application. So what we can do is use some API orchestration inside of Azure Logic Apps to actually provide all of these calls through the RESTful APIs to get all of the data we need in order to create the incident. And in return, we'll create a very simple tickets API that our client app can actually go ahead and use. So let's dig into this solution. So the first thing I want to show you is our Logic app. In this case, we've got an HTTP endpoint, which is going to include our URL and our SAS token for security. We're going to model our incoming request message, and we can do that using JSON string. And once we've actually gone ahead and defined this using JSON, we're able to use that metadata when we need to make other calls. So for example, here we're going to go ahead and get the user object from ServiceNow based upon this inbound parameter of user ID, which was passed from the client. We need to do something similar in the area of assignment groups. So we need to get the reference ID for that particular assignment group. Once we've done that, we can aggregate this information and actually create the incident. Now we're going to use some data as part of the inbound request, such as category, impact, urgency, and priority. But then we can use the response values from previous executions that we've made within our logic app, such as getting the assignment group system ID and the caller ID. Once we've gone ahead and made that call to ServiceNow through our custom API, we can then craft a very slimmer response back to our consumer, indicate the status code of 201, which means that it's been created successfully, and then construct a message that would include our assignment group, our ticket number returned from ServiceNow when we actually created the incident, and the user ID that actually logged that. Following that, we can use the Office 365 connector to send out an email and indicate the ticket number. So let's now jump into API management. And what we have is an API that's been defined. And in this case, we're calling the API IT Service Management. So there's two operations, one that we're using in the context of this demo, which is the post tickets. So creating a ticket or an incident. Here we have the ability to rewrite our URL, which also includes some of our security information as part of our SAS token. We can provide a description, some comments, and then also include a sample body. Now the sample body becomes very important when we get into the developer experience. The reason for this is that we now have a sample message that developers can use when they want to investigate our API. So let's jump over to the developer portal. And we can go ahead and do that from clicking on this developer portal link. And when we enter the developer portal, we're going to see all of the APIs that we have access to. In this case, it's the IT Service Management API. And we've got two operations. We've got the get user operations, which we can go ahead and try. And in this case, what we're being asked to do is provide an ID or an input value. We can go ahead and send that out. And what we'll see is the details for that particular user and the sysID that we actually need to provide when we go ahead and create this specific incident. So let's jump up to our other operations, which is our post tickets. And in this case, what we need to do is we need to provide some additional information. So here is the sample message that we had previously defined in the administration experience for API management. What we're going to go ahead is copy this information, put it into this text box. We can then go ahead and click send. And we'll see that it was successfully created. And we can now see the ticket number that was created as part of our request into ServiceNow. So let's jump into ServiceNow and we'll hit refresh. And what we'll find is that the ticket that we had just created through the API management portal has been successfully created. So we can see that the caller was Kent Weir. We can also see the assignment group was plant operations. So next, I want to leave you with some resources on where you can learn more about Azure Logic Apps and Azure API Management. So I do have my blog, which is middlewareinthecloud.com. We've got a few sessions that would have been recorded at some of the Integrate and BizTalk Summit events recently, a blog post regarding Azure Event Hubs using API Management. There's also some additional Twitter handles, including myself, the API Management, and Logic Apps. So thank you for tuning into this video.